Reluctant reader in your home? If reading is a struggle, why not check out one of our latest audiobooks for children? Listening to a book has just as many benefits as reading a hard cover, but can be easier for some people to digest. There are thousands of audiobooks you can download online through the Libby app or borrow a Playaway for individual listening. The librarians at the BWG Library love to share recommendations, so if you need help, just stop by and ask. Or, you can reach out to the BWG Library through Facebook or email bwgmailbox@bradford.library.on.ca. Help us grow our collection and let us know which resources you think we should share with the BWG community. New audiobooks for children. Middle School Master of Disaster, by James Patterson. In this blockbuster installment of the best-selling middle school series, Rafe and the other favorite characters from James Patterson's books for kids join forces for the first time in a hilarious adventure. Rafe and Jimmy, two misunderstood troublemakers, are finally up to something good. They're in charge of a huge celebration of books and reading. But when a small issue snowballs into a big problem that threatens to derail the whole event, they need to work fast to keep things on track. And the best part? Rafe and Jimmy are joined by the funniest storytellers they know, including Jamie Grimm from iFunny, Jackie Haha, the Kid Family of Treasure Hunters, and super genius Max Einstein, everyone's favorite characters from James Patterson's best-selling series for kids. The List of Things That Will Not Change, by Rebecca Stead. After her parents' divorce, Bee's life became different in many ways. But she can always look back at the list she keeps in her green notebook to remember the things that will stay the same. The first and most important, Mom and Dad will always love Bee and each other. When Dad tells Bee that he and his boyfriend, Jesse, are getting married, Bee is thrilled. Bee loves Jesse, and when he and Dad get married, she'll finally, have what she's always wanted, a sister. Even though she's never met Jess's daughter, Sonia, Bee is sure that they'll be just like sisters anywhere. As the wedding day approaches, Bee will learn that making a new family brings questions, surprises, and joy, and readers will discover why the New York Times called Rebecca Stead a writer of great feeling. A Tale of Magic, by Chris Colfer. 14-year-old Bristol Evergreen has always known she was destined for great things, that is, if she can survive the oppressive Southern Kingdom. Her only escape are books, but since it's illegal for women to read in her country, she has to find creative ways of acquiring them. Working as a maid at her local library gives her the perfect excuse to be near them and allows her to sneak a few titles home when no one is looking. But one day Bristol uncovers a secret section of the library and finds a book about magic that changes her life forever. The Broken Raven, by Joseph Elliott. After their escape from Norvege, Agatha and Jamie return with their clan to the Isle of Skye to find that their enclave is now in the hands of the treacherous people of Rossay. They find tenuous shelter with another clan, but disaster soon strikes when the terrifying shadow creatures known as Segalian escape their magical prison and wreak havoc across the island. Now Agatha and Jamie must call on old and new allies to fight this threat. In the meantime, a ship from Norvege sails for the court of King Edmund of England, where a dangerous alliance is forming, and Sigrid, a girl with an extraordinary memory, works to free herself from the clutches of a cruel king. All three protagonists must summon their particular powers to save the island from the horde of dark creatures and foil the plans of two vengeful monarchs. The Time-Traveling Caveman, by Terry Pratchett. Imagination is an amazing thing. It can take you to the top of the highest mountain, or down to the bottom of the deepest depths of the sea. This where it took Doggins on his awfully big adventure, a quest full of magic and flying machines. And the world's best joke, trust me, it's hilarious. It took three young inventors to the moon, where they may or may not have left a bottle of lemonade, and a caveman on a trip to the dentist. You can join them on these adventures, and many more, in this incredible collection of stories. From the greatest imagination there ever was. Written for local newspapers when Terry Pratchett was a young lad, these never-previously-published stories are packed full of anarchic humor and wonderful wit. A must-have for Terry fans. And young readers looking for a fix of magic. Bark vs. Snark, by Spencer Quinn. Arthur doesn't always remember where he buried his bone, or what he was doing before he started scratching his ear, but he never forgets three important facts. Bacon is delicious, he loves his humans, twins Bro and Harmony, with all his heart. Queenie the cat is out to destroy him. So when Queenie wins first place in a feline beauty contest at the county fair, Arthur expects her to be snootier than ever. Even though she barely beat out another cat who looked almost exactly like her. Yet when Queenie returns from the fair, she seems oddly nice and sociable, almost like she's had a personality change. The humans chalk up Queenie's good mood to her recent win, but Arthur knows the truth. He can tell from the smell that this friendly Queenie is an imposter. Yet before he can decide what to do, Cuthbert the clown, the only one who knows what's really going on, turns up missing. Arthur wants to help his humans find Cuthbert, but he has seen some disturbing things they have not. Can he solve a mystery on his own? Or will he have to accept that he needs Queenie as much as he needs bacon?